popping out there?
Yo.
We're all popping. The whole world is crumbling today, man.
I know, especially in Berkeley.
Berkeley falling apart still over Robina Street?
No, there's a new story. There's a new controversy in my hometown of Berkeley, Michigan. I told you, man, this new city manager is really stirring things up.
What's he stirring up this time?
Well, people are pissed because there's a... they're redoing some sidewalks or some buildings around the sidewalks, and the charter says you have to have alternative sidewalks, but they don't have them. So it's really dangerous, these closed sidewalks.
Oh, the alternative sidewalks are dangerous?
Yeah. Yeah, they've been closed for construction. So people have to, one parent said she was almost hit by a car because of the sidewalks closing.
Well, clearly everything else is going to have to wait till part two. Now that this has come out.
Come on, Berkeley News always leads off. What are you talking about?
Oh boy, we have so much going on today. Starting off with, well, you know, I'm so pissed. I don't even know where to start, but I'll start with this because it's just a shit thing I just want to get out of the way. This guy kills his four kids in Dearborn Heights.
Oh, yeah.
17 and 19-year-old stepdaughters and his 4- and 6-year-old daughters. And I just saw this adorable picture of the two little kids. And I just, how on earth does this happen?
Yeah, is this the Gregory Green guy? Is that his name? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Dearborn Heights, yeah.
Yeah. Tried to kill his wife, too. She's alive. I think she's critical, but she may make it.
Do you know he was previously in prison?
Oh, no, wait. Don't tell me. For murder?
For murder. Second
25
murder.
Years ago, right?
Spent, 16 years.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the story?
Sure.
Let's hear it.
Click.
And, you know, I got to tell you, for the longest time, I thought when you murdered somebody, you just never saw the light of day again.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just amazing that you can fucking murder somebody.
That's the press conference. But, yeah, quadruple murder Wednesday. He spent 16 years in prison for second-degree murder and was subject of a rejected personal protection order filed by his wife. They rejected it, according to public records. How can you reject a PPO if the guy had been convicted for murder and served time?
That's just incredible. I cannot believe some of the stupidity that goes on in that world. It's just incredible.
He went in 92. He finally got out after his fifth attempt at parole. Which
what's
so magical about the fifth attempt?
What's the circumstance of the murder, though? What was the case?
Let me see if I can find that.
Is there anything about it there, Jay?
You know,
domestic violence type situation. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, he was in for second degree murder, this says.
No, is that what the murder was from, Jay? Is that what you meant?
Oh, are you talking about the PPO?
The previous
one? The previous murder. Oh. That's what I'm talking about. Let's see about the 1992 murder.
It doesn't have the information on this story in the Detroit News.
You want to just search on...
What a piece of shit. Period. Although, you know, if you kill a wife, I guess it's no big deal just to take a bunch more, right? Dick, in his mind.
Well, you know, you murder somebody, get out in a little bit, and you start over. And you murder four people, and get a little pokey for a little bit, get out, start over. Guess that's the way he views things. He's sitting on the porch when the police got there.
I don't understand how you can kill a 4- and a 5-year-old.
That's incredible. The 17 and 19-year-old apparently were killed in the car with carbon monoxide.
That's how the 4 and 5 were killed, too.
Oh, so all four. I thought there was a difference for some reason between the...
No, I think the older ones were shot.
Okay.
Hang on.
Okay. I think you're right.
Let me get my short story straight. Yeah, I mean, come on. If you're a teenager, you can just get out of the car, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 17-year-old girl, 19-year-old man, bound and shot. That's a fun story to start with. Jeez.
I know. I just kind of wanted to get it out of the way. I just didn't want to ignore it.
And this one's making national attention, too. Like, I've seen it in a couple national places.
Well, somebody wipes out an entire family like that. Yeah. You know, it's just one of those things that just is, to have it in our community makes it all the worse. And, you know, I just saw that headline about the previous murder 25 years ago. And I thought I saw his picture. I'm like, no, that's not that guy. And as soon as you said that, I realized, oh, my God, it is that guy.
But how do you have a denied PPO? You would think you would almost take...
Fucking murdered somebody. Yeah. Come on. What? You know, Jesus Christ. You know, maybe they're not allowed to consider your previous record when there's a PPO or something like that. Just like, you know, when you go in court and you're trying to nail somebody for a rape or a murder and for some reason, oh, no, we can't bring up his previous record. That would prejudice the jury. What is that?
Yeah.
I've always thought that was so stupid. Of course it's meaningful. And then every time I've seen that happen, well, I can't say every time, I've only seen it happen a couple times. And they talk to the jury afterwards and they say, oh my God, if we'd known that.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I can't find the circumstances for the first murder. You know that'll come out though.
No luck, Jay? Channel 7 was doing the story. You might want to maybe see what Channel 7's story says, maybe, because they were just about to talk about it when I came down.
Oh, the police had been called on him a couple months ago, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like they could really have done anything.
And the neighbors they spoke to, who were friendly with the wife, said, yeah, there were big problems.
Oh, boy. Well, that sucks.
And, you know what, I'm kind of pissed about, this is a little different angle on what people are really talking about today. The whole world is talking about this shooting in Charlotte because Charlotte was in flames last mm-hmm. night. There was looting. 16 cops were injured in this riot of sorts.
I bet, too, if you interviewed every looter and you asked them, hey, why are you guys looting? They would have no idea why they were looting. It's just a mob mentality with, hey, free stuff.
It's just such
look at a semi.
Such stupidity.
Yeah. That really kind of hurts your point, too, when you start committing other crimes in protest.
And I found myself today, I even tweeted it, this whole Charlotte thing just needs a cool off. It needs like a timeout for a couple of days. People are saying the craziest things. Did you see Shannon Sharp?
Mm-mm.
See if you can bring up a Shannon Sharp comment.
What the hell has Shannon Sharp been doing?
Oh, he's talking about the shooting in Charlotte. And he was just going off. There was a lot of comments about, well, for example, this black leader in Charlotte was insisting on an economic boycott of white folks.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense.
What yeah, because a black officer shot a black man who had a gun, by the way. It looks like it's, you know, the police in Charlotte, the police chief, who is black, by the way, is making it sound like it's a pretty much by the book. Like it's not even really there's not a lot of gray here.
Well,
the daughter is saying he had a book, though.
Which, who gets out of the car going, hey, check out this book I just read, and points it to the cops. Right? And if that's the case, where's the book?
It's his daughter.
Oh, of course, but where's the book anyway? They've recovered a gun.
Yeah, they've got a gun. They've got witnesses corroborating it, too.
So did they, did they recover a book somewhere?
Not to my knowledge.
It sounded like they were just ready to riot down there for any reason whatsoever.
Yeah, and the family is making some really crazy statements. You know, they killed him because he's black.
That leader you're talking about with the boycott, he's Nation of Islam for whatever.
Yeah, the Nation of Islam is all over this for some reason.
Yeah, so I think he would have probably wanted the boycott regardless.
An economic boycott of white folks. What, just for the fuck of it? Because what do white people have to do with this?
We're the establishment. We're killing them. That's how he sees it, which is ludicrous. Ludicrous.
So anyway, this thing, I will say this, though. The Panthers, I'm so pissed. My brain is just spacing out here. Panthers quarterback, Cam Newton. Cam Newton was getting ready to speak, and I'm thinking, I wonder what Cam Newton's going to say. And I kind of had this feeling of foreboding.
Oh, like, really? Like from Cam?
Well, no, I just didn't know. I think
he tends to be pretty level-headed about things.
He generally is. And actually, I just had seen so many explosive people talking out of their ass. And also, social media is a mess. Social media is a complete mess.
Well, don't ever pay attention to social media.
I know. But it's like a battle between white and black people. It's just disgusting. And so I'm waiting for him to come on, and he comes on. And I thought he made some really measured comments. And I actually...
Really?
Yeah, I thought what he said made a lot of sense. I thought it was good. It was one of the only really great comments or good comments I saw all day.
I've always... I didn't like what happened in Florida with Cam Newton and being paid to play at Auburn. Then I didn't like it, but now I don't care because players probably should be paid. So I've always liked Cam Newton. I liked the dabbing. I liked the fun he had. I didn't care that he was upset after the Super Bowl.
I felt bad for his father because his father was such an asshole.
Yeah. I just think he's been pretty measured. I mean, he does employ a public relations firm for certain issues and things.
I thought he was a dick after the Super Bowl. I will say that.
Really?
I thought he was an asshole. I'm trying to remember.
What did he say today, though, like regarding
he
the
He just was suggesting that everyone needs to kind of sit back and be more measured and take responsibility. He was trying to sort of, I think, take race out of it and just say that, you know, we all need to consider. And he was talking about the inner cities and all the murders and in urban areas, in addition to what's going on with the police, which, you know, some people would have you believe there's 2,000 people being killed by cops every day. I mean, these cases are, there's been 641 murders, not murders, there's 641 people who've been killed by police in the line of duty or for crazy reasons that obviously should not have happened. I don't know how many, you know, how to divide that number up. 481 Caucasians have been killed by police. And the other number. Actually, no, not 481 Caucasians. I'm sorry. 161 blacks have been killed by police out of the 641. The majority of the rest are Caucasian. So the number is 161 black people. And you, of course, wish it would be zero.
I understand that. But hasn't this election really showed that people don't really care about facts and it's how they feel? And it's clear that some people feel that the police are out to kill black people, just like people feel that refugees are coming over here to terrorize us or whatever else, whatever fear mongering it might be, that just different people fear different things. The problem regarding police shootings have turned violent.
There has to be some common sense here, though. The numbers are not that big. Well, that doesn't mean we shouldn't care about one person who's killed for a reason that's not appropriate improper procedure. It seems to me police procedure, in my opinion, is what is needs to be questioned the most here.
I don't see anybody rioting over the terrorist attack. You know what I mean? You don't see, like, because they're not taking care of terrorists enough locally. You don't see rioting. You don't see police being shot by somebody either.
You know what?
My overall point is that the fear-mongering has just gotten out of fucking control because nobody wants to look at actual numbers and figures.
You know what keeps coming up today? This is the new argument to go along with Black Lives Matter, which I think it's really an inane argument. This particular thing came up three times, and there were a number of other examples given. Why was the guy that shot up the church in Charleston, he was taken in without being shot?
Oh, Dylan Roof?
Yeah, the white guy, he didn't get shot. He killed 9 people. Why wasn't he shot? And I honestly couldn't remember how he was even taken in. Did he surrender?
My first thought right just now was, I wish he was shot.
I wish he was, too.
Why wasn't he shot? I thought they caught him for some reason. Wasn't there a police chase? They spotted his car on the highway, Dylan Roof, and they just pulled him over and he gave up?
I don't even remember.
I'll just look it up. That's how I recall it. Let me see. Dylan Roof.
So, yeah.
What a cool-looking dude, by the way, Dylan Roof. Jeez.
I know, what a piece of shit.
Let's see, Charleston shooting. Oh yeah, I remember his manifesto. How come white people always have manifestos?
I know, that word just needs to be eliminated so that people will forget to do them, so we don't have to hear about them anymore.
He had two manifestos. He wrote a manifesto in jail.
Oh, God. While you're looking that up.
Wait, here's the capture. He was arrested and interrogated by the FBI. Stated he'd been traveling to Nashville, where he's arrested in Shelby. Police in Shelby first questioning the FBI.
Anything
at 10:44 in the morning of the attack, he was captured in a traffic stop. So he just pulled over. They found a gun in his car.
Did they know it was him right away?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He didn't put up a fight?
They had the tip from somebody saying that they just had, I think he had just gotten gas, but they had seen the images on TV. Yeah, there it is. She recalled the camera images taken at the church and distributed to the media. She recalled, I got closer and I saw that haircut. I was nervous. I had the worst feeling. Is that him or not? She called her employer, contacted local police that tailed the suspect for 35 miles and then pulled him over.
Did he put up a fight?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, you know, and that's the one thing that no one wants to hear, but I'm sorry. I think it's time to put a little emphasis on this, that, and this will not always work because some people are on PCP. Some people are just not inclined, but maybe if there was some emphasis put on it, maybe some lives could be saved by just saying, follow police instructions, and it will certainly eliminate some of these murders. Well, murders, whatever you want to call them, these confrontations.
I know, but I do think that's a little simplistic.
No, it's not. It's sure it's simplistic, but it's true. If you put your hands up...
Was Philandro Castile following police orders?
I'm not saying every case. I'm saying some of these people would be alive. The guy in Baton Rouge would probably be alive.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with saying it?
Nothing. Now you say it a lot.
No, but I mean, what's wrong? Why is it wrong to say it when it's true? Some of these people, I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying some of these people, the confrontation wouldn't exist if they simply followed police instructions. I mean, if you fight with the cops, nothing good's going to happen. If you have a gun and it's not registered to you and you're trying to hide it from the police, nothing good is going to happen.
But if you come from a background or growing up, like, say, Alton Sterling was, and you have cops rolled up on you and you don't know why, you don't think you'd be a little defensive to their instructions?
Well, how do the cops feel? They've been told there's a guy waving a gun in front of a convenience store.
Clearly, there's a miscommunication there because he doesn't know 911 was called on him.
Well, let's maybe try to see things through each other's eyes instead of just suggesting that everyone's right.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, maybe looking at it through the cop's eyes isn't a bad idea either.
And I have said that numerous times about the police there.
But every time I say that, you act like it's crazy to suggest that people should follow the police instructions.
That's not what I said. I said I think that's a little simplistic sometimes.
Does it matter if
Sandra Bland? Did Sandra Bland follow the cop's orders? Oh, until he wanted her to put a cigarette out. That's when she challenged
her. Okay, if she had followed his orders, she would have never gone to jail.
All right. Well, I don't know
if she'd be alive.
All I'm saying is some people aren't as keen to acquiesce to whatever police want.
Well, maybe it'd be a good idea to do that. Can't you settle whatever the problem is later?
Not always.
But you're not going to win by not following the cops' orders. You will lose big time. We know that. It's just a small thing that maybe people could say, maybe it could be suggested, maybe it's better coming out of a black person's mouth.
Maybe it's hard to follow orders when you're pissed off because you think you were pulled over incorrectly or unfairly.
Okay, if you're going 30 miles an hour and you get pulled over because the cop says you're going 60, what are you going to do?
I'm just saying, I think some people would be a little pissed off.
All right, so what are you going to do?
What do you mean?
What are you going to do? Are you going to hand your license and your insurance? Or are you going to say, hey, fuck you, asshole, I was going 30?
Well, first off, you should be able to say that if you really wanted to. I think it's quite rude. I wouldn't say it.
There's no upside to it.
I know, but you don't see the issue there with just doing whatever they say? You don't think that...
What, is it too ass-kissy? It's better off to risk death?
Well, no, but you're really...
A confrontation with a cop?
Well, I guess it's just the idea of living in a police state or not living in a police state.
Living in a police state? But come on, why is it a police state? There's just certain procedures that exist when you get pulled over. They're not that hard. You
hand them
your license, you sit in the car, you don't get out. If you have a firearm, you tell the cop.
I understand that.
And most people
it doesn't always work out.
No, it doesn't. But what if it worked out once? It would save someone's life. I mean, we're talking about 640 people. I mean,
well, I don't know every situation.
Let's say 5% actually thought of it, or maybe enough people said to their kid, hey, you know what? Just do what the cops say. Just do it. Whatever. No matter what. And to be honest, I think the whole idea that cops are taking out a whole populace is a little ludicrous. But let's just...
I think it's incredibly ludicrous.
For the sake of argument, let's just suggest that this is something, a message that really needs to get out there because it happens enough. 640 times, it's a significant. If 5% actually thought, you know what, I'm just going to fucking do what he says and, you know, deal with what I'm pissed off about later, 5% would be... 30 people would be alive.
But you understand there's people that feel that if you do what they say, then the next thing you end up like Floyd, what's the guy in, not Sterling Heights, the guy that had the cocaine planted on him. He did what exactly he was told. He got his ass kicked.
Yeah, but that's one case.
I know. That's why all I said is it's not as simplistic as just, just do whatever the cop says.
I didn't say it was. I said some people might have their lives saved. If some people have their lives saved, it's not worth it.
Sure, of course. Or if you don't shoot as soon as maybe you should.
Okay, don't do it. Just forget it. Don't do it. Don't do what the cops say. Do what you have. Let's just do what we're doing and see if it gets any better.
Well, if it's... All right. I don't know why you're so mad about it.
I just think it's such common sense. I don't understand what the argument is. What's wrong with doing what the cops say? Just putting your ego aside and whatever you're angry about at that moment and just doing exactly what they say. And maybe people emphasizing that to their kids, or maybe kids emphasizing it to their parents, and people just, because in so many of these cases, you've got a confrontation.
I understand that, but do you understand how certain people might feel that they're not going to win no matter what, even if they do what the cop says, they're going to be railroaded? I don't believe it, but I'm just trying to explain.
Why not try to educate people out of stupidity into the real world where common sense can pay off for you?
Okay. I think common sense has been lost on a lot of issues.
Well, sure, but you don't think any of these cases, if people had just done exactly what the police...
Of course.
Okay, then why not emphasize it to people? Why not say
it? They do. We've seen those stories where black people are telling their kids to just do whatever the police say. We see it all the time.
Okay, so what? It's not worth saying? Or I'm not understanding why we're talking about this still.
Because I said I think that's just a simplistic view, and you got mad at that.
Is it simplistic if five people live because of it?
Well, no. Whatever keeps somebody from living is a good thing, obviously. In a perfect world, you don't want anyone to die. I don't like that all these are grouped together. Because from what you see in the Charlotte shooting... is totally different from what happened in St. Paul. It's totally different with what happened in Tulsa, and it's totally different with what happened in New Orleans.
Well, the only point I'm trying to make is there are certain cases. I didn't even say it's a catch-all or it's going to save everyone's life. I just think maybe a few people, maybe it'll get through to a few people, and they'll just say, fuck, I don't want to die.
Of course.
I'm just going to be a pussy and put my hands up, or I'm going to just do exactly what they say, and then who can argue with that?
Of course. But do you think Floyd Dent feels that way?
Floyd Dent? But is every case Floyd Dent?
No, but...
Does it have to apply to every case to be good advice?
Of course not.
Then what's wrong with it?
All right.
I don't understand why we're talking about it.
I don't either.
Okay, then...
Because you're mad. You admitted you're very mad today.
Oh, yeah, I am mad today. You know, actually, what I'm really mad about is because I'm watching this all day on television, and you know, I should just turn the TV off after an hour, but I keep watching it. And then, of course, this story comes up. Another story comes up, and it reminds me that all this time is being spent talking about what happened last night in Charlotte, what's going to happen in Charlotte. I don't know. I don't think there's going to be an economic boycott. I could be wrong. I wonder what would happen if there's an economic boycott. If that would actually have that's an
in
interesting.
Charlotte?
I mean, it's a powerful thing to do. Yeah, in Charlotte, mm-hmm. or anywhere. But all this time is being spent on this person who apparently had a gun and refused to drop it and was shot. The other case, I don't know what to make of the other case. There really was not much discussion about it today. But on a national level, there is almost zero discussion of Shark, the guy, the cop that was killed in Detroit. And you know, he was shot in the shoulder, and it was really very strange that he died. But he died. He was shot by a criminal, a piece of shit, who couldn't even make his way to the courtroom, by the way. I don't understand what this problem is.
His dad even knew he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he shot his dad in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
The day before, or a couple days before, he shot this cop. He was having behavioral problems, and he couldn't be brought into 36th District Court to be arraigned.
Wasn't he peeing on people or something?
Oh, I didn't know he was peeing on
people. That's what I thought I read, yeah.
God,
I thought he was peeing on people on the, you know, out of his cell.
Why can't we just throw people like this away? I'm sorry. I know that sounds a bit harsh. What a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, between this guy and the guy in Dearborn, what? I'd love to know what that parole board, why they paroled this guy.
That's what I was saying. What is the fifth time? Why is the fifth time the charm?
So he was in jail from 1992 to 2008.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so he made
got married in 2010.
Made 8 years. That's really my theory is when you parole murderers, gee, I wonder how long they can go without killing someone else. And in his case, it was 8 years. Congratulations.
That's kind of what I was saying, because he killed someone before. What's killing another four people now? Big deal.
This is the all they've got on the online court records, by the way. It doesn't tell you specifics of the case, but he was facing two murder charges. He pleaded not guilty to him, and then this is just all the his bond was set at $50,000. This is just all the hearings.
So he was found second degree for two murders?
Yeah, he was charged with two, and he got found guilty of one of those two.
Wow.
Wow. Is there anything? There's nothing about the case, though, about how it went down?
Yeah, nothing in here about any of the details I can find just yet on it. Is
the date of the crime, for example, or the victim's names? So he could maybe Google the name of the victim. Possibly.
This here has got when it was, but they don't have the victim's name yet. But it says two murders on July 14th of 1991.
Was it here?
It had to be because the case was held in Wayne County Circuit Court. So it had to be in Wayne County. But no names. Still looking, but...
Murders were committed July 14, 1991. I wonder if you put in the asshole murderer. And, you know, so-and-so commits murder July 14, 1991. Maybe the story would come up. Yep. I don't know.
I'm trying.
Just a wild hair.
What's the date again, Jay?
July 14, 1991. There is some good news today, by the way, while you're looking.
What's that?
The Lions worked out Joique Bell.
Oh yeah, I saw that yesterday. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, but they put Abdullah on IR.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hey, this could be Joique's big chance. I'm kind of surprised he couldn't catch on anywhere in the league.
Well, how old is Joique?
29.
Yeah, he's kind of beat up too, isn't he?
He was a little bit. You know, last year I thought the first half of the year he wasn't himself, but I thought the second half of the year he looked like the old Joique pretty much. I think with the Lions, they just have younger, better options. So
I just wonder how much he wants. He's looking at the free park guys. I just wonder how much he wants and if it's going to be worth it. Because I really like Dwayne Washington. I'd rather see him carry the ball instead of Joique. Wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, probably so, yeah. But I think that, well, no, of course I'd rather see Joique. I think... Don't they just want? I mean, do they want to put a rookie out there and give him 25 carries? Probably
no. But
I don't know why. I don't know why you can't. By the way, why couldn't Washington carry the ball 25? If they just decided we really like this guy, he's a late draft pick, but what the hell? He's looked fantastic. Why couldn't they give the ball 25 times and just see what happens?
Well, they're going to split it up with Theo anyway, so that's right. That's what I understand. Why not give him 15 touches, be it receiving, be it running?
But they never do that with a guy who's a seventh-round pick, or what was he, seventh-round?
Seventh-round, yeah.
They'll never do that with a seventh-round pick. He'll never get the ball 15 times.
No.
even though they like him, I mean, they really like him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they...
It's not that he couldn't do it. I wonder if they just don't trust him to
Nobody,
do it.
It seems like no one does. Yeah, they don't
Unless
trust
you're a
first-round
pick like Gurley.
But, you know, Joik knows the offense. Well, I don't know if he really knows this off. Yeah, he knows the offense a little bit.
Sure, yeah.
And they'll if they signed him, he'd probably have a package like Theo used to have or something.
The Joik package?
Yeah, the Joik Bell package. You know, he had 23 touchdowns, three mm-hmm. and almost 4,000 yards from scrimmage. But I'm sure when they work him out, they're going to be trying to see if there's if that old spark is there or if he... I wonder how what kind of shape he stayed in. He didn't play exhibition with anybody.
Well, knowing him, he's probably been working out like crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude.
But, you know,
really good guy.
But if nobody signed him this year, who's going to sign him next year? I mean, what's the...
No one.
I guess this is... Maybe this is what he's was looking at. You know, if a couple injuries with the Lions, of course
or anyone,
he'd be a guy
yeah.
they would go to.
What about Zach Zenner?
Yeah, I think
everybody
that's,
loves Zach Zenner.
That's an option.
That.
I don't either.
It's an option. It's not the option, but it's an option.
He's one of those exhibition stars. You know? other news today. Monica Conyers' radio show starts on the 25th.
You know why that pissed me off, right?
Why does it piss you off?
She got a radio job before I did.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. don't look for Monica to be making any big money. Actually, in the end, the podcast may end up paying you more than Monica Conyers.
Well,
money.
She's going to have to go sell her own ads, right? Isn't it the old AM 910?
Yeah, that's what I understand.
Which doesn't register on any ratings book whatsoever. But judging by the money they spent on advertising, you think it would.
Who's going to buy advertising for Monica Conyers? I guess there might be some piece of shit people. Yeah, John.
John, does he have a fund? Does he have a... some kind of charity fund.
Probably does. And there's probably a few
election
other,
campaign.
There's probably a few other politicians who will do it for John, or John will tell them to do it, and they'll do it, which is disgusting.
Now I want to listen to see who is advertising. Maybe we can boycott them.
Yeah. We can insist they advertise on the podcast.
When you're talking about boycotts, I just had this image in my head that are we going to get to the point where every time we walk into a business establishment, there's going to be an 8.5 by 11 headshot of the owner so we can know his ethnicity and race and religion.
I don't know. You know,
it's well because so many places are franchised. You don't really know who owns them.
No, you know, usually don't. Boycott it. You know, this whole thing boycotting white folks. He wasn't the first person to say that today either. Although the other guy,
Nation of Islam,
the other guy that
ignore
said it. The other guy that said it, I think, was probably with the Nation of Islam, too. There were two or three different people was talking about an economic boycott. And for some reason, it just wasn't getting any traction, or didn't seem to be. I'm just confused, though. A black cop shot a black man. You got a black police chief. And I think the police force is primarily black, or it's majority black.
Do we know, is that gun registered to him, or is it an unregistered gun? And did he allegedly raise it? I know he came out with it and had it in his
I don't hand. Know. I don't know. All I know is they really have. This sounds
don't get,
like.
Don't,
it
get,
sounds,
don't get me wrong. It's not from everything you hear. And of course, we just hear the police side and the few witnesses, as you mentioned. It sounds legit. I'm just curious as if that gun was registered or if it's unregistered.
I have no idea.
Because can I throw a scenario out for you?
Yeah.
If it's a registered handgun, is the NRA going to support this guy?
They might because they have right to carry.
Yeah.
Except if a police officer tells you to drop a gun.
Of course.
You have to drop the gun.
Or at least holster it or
whatever.
I mean,
whatever. Yeah. I mean, my impression was it's in his hand.
That's what they said. It was in his hand. I don't know if it was raised or not. That's my next question.
Well, any officer, if you approach any officer, even it's the suggestion of approaching an officer with a gun in your hand, you've got a big problem. You better drop it fast.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just one little side thought I had. It'd be interesting to see what happens with it.
You know, disappointing in both these situations where the officers were not wearing a camera. And somebody mentioned this today, and I've thought this multiple times recently. Why isn't every officer forced? Why isn't it literally, you don't go out in the field.
Who's paying for it?
Well, I think in most cases that it is budgeted. It does exist. But for some reason, it seems like half the time this happens, the guy doesn't have a dash camera.
Of course. Or they don't wear, or
they're
don't
not wearing
work.
It that day for whatever reason, or they threw it out after the crime.
going back to 9:10 a.m. Mark.
Yeah.
For the sponsors.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever listened to them or not.
I did. You know what? I listened to them on Saturday, and I was really confused when the weather report came on and told me it was going to be 40 degrees outside. I'm not joking. I listened to it. I was flipping around a.m. I think I was looking for a later football game. I think I was looking for – might have been an Ohio State-Oklahoma like pregame, and I came on a.m. 9:10. I'm like, oh, let me put this – I've heard a lot about this station, and it was – somebody talking about how blessed they were to have some guest on for about 5 minutes, really talking about nothing. Turns out it's Christine Beattie. They go to the weather report, and it's 40 degrees outside.
Wait, Christine Beattie was blessed to be on or to have a guest on?
To have a guest on. I had
no
idea.
Who was the guest
that
she was so blessed to have on?
Some female doctor. There was no information passed along. It was just they kissed each other's asses for about 2 minutes, hung up the phone, and then Christine Beattie repeated the same thing. And then they did the weather, and then they came back to Christine Beattie, and that's when she mentioned how blessed she was to have this radio job. She's been doing it for a month now, and then it hit me. It's like, oh, she's been doing a lot longer than a month. This is actually a best of some sort.
A best of Christine Beattie. And how best of was the best of?
Well, the 10 minutes I listened was garbage. Garbage.
This station, I understand the theories that get controversial people on like Gamrat and
Todd Corser.
Todd Corser.
The Corser Hour.
And Christine Beattie and Monica Conyers. And, oh, my God, people listen to controversy, don't they? The Reverend Horace Sheffield's on there, too. I wouldn't listen to any of these people for 5 minutes.
Well, if you...
They're not going to be good radio talent.
If you listen to them, you're going to want to hear them talk about their scandal, and they're not going to talk about
it. It's the one thing they won't...
Who gives a shit what they talk about after that?
It's the only thing they'll never talk about. Never, never, never is Christine Beattie going to tell you what a bad lay Kwame Kilpatrick was. Or about the time he texted her and said, I need my dick sucked!
Jerry Maguire, 2000. So stupid.
I know, it's just so funny that he actually quotes the year of the movie. That
and it's wrong.
It's wrong year. What was he quoting about Jerry Maguire, by the way?
And that was You Had Me at Hello, right?
You Had Me at Hello.
Or You Complete Me. One of the, very...
It was You Complete
Me. One of the very trite messages.
He was such a sack of shit.
He really was.
And, you know, I was... because Elric was working on something. He gave me a bunch of text messages to look at, which was really kind of cool. I mean, I had the raw text messages for Christine. And, oh, my God, those two are so pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
They're like seventh graders who fell in love for the first time or think they're in love for the first time the way they talk to each other. It's just embarrassing.
Well, just
she is such a bitch to her husband, too, who is the nicest guy. I mean, based on his texts.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you can really say about someone from their texts. I think you can tell something about a personality. He's always looking to, oh, can I pick up the kids for you? Should I bring dinner home? I mean, he's always, and half the time she never even answers him. And he's like, did you get my text? And she'll send something snippy back like, I'm busy! And she's just nasty to this guy. She's fucking the mayor behind his back.
Yeah.
And she's just a nasty biatch to this guy. And, I mean, she'll be like one sentence telling him, oh, I left this at work. You know, can you bring it by? You know, he's always doing these stupid errands for her because she just forgets. She's never on time, too. She's always calling and going, oh, I'm running late. You know, I'll be there 20 minutes late for the meeting. So, he's doing some favor for her. And then the next text she's telling Kwame, oh, I love you so much. I felt so good last night. I mean, the texts are right next to each other. It's just, I mean, I felt shitty reading it.
Wow. Yeah. I'm not surprised, I guess. You mentioned Corser. Did you see Corser suing a whole pile of people over the way he was treated?
Yeah.
And
what an idiot. Such an idiot.
No, he's never going to win. Didn't he come in last in his election, too, in his primary, whatever he was running
for? Of course he did.
Because I don't know why anybody wouldn't vote for me, Todd Corser.
But my favorite line in the article about him suing all this whole pile of people from the Speaker of the House to the state police to the Attorney General of the state, all these people he's suing. One of the spokesmen came out and said, this is silly. Todd seems bored. He should get a hobby or maybe a new girlfriend. That was the actual quote from a spokesman.
Oh, my God.
Which shows how stupid this lawsuit is. But I love that they threw it in. Maybe he should get a hobby or maybe a new girlfriend.
I don't know how he doesn't have more pride than to even be in the public eye right now. I would so disappear after I did what he did. He's such a fucking idiot. The guy is basically busted for having an affair with his married colleague in the state house. And everyone knows he's going to get busted. So he decides that he should spread these crazy emails that that he's soliciting sex from a male prostitute.
Yeah.
and he's banging strippers and, you know, all this crazy stuff.
Wasn't it walking around Lansing with my cock hanging out? Wasn't that part of it? I thought that was part of the tape that he had with his assistant Ben or whatever.
Are you serious?
That guy.
Yes.
Are you serious? Why would you do that?
I don't think it's such a good idea.
What are you talking about? That's what always killed me about that tape.
Are you kidding? You want me to do this?
Is the pure juxtaposition.
Wait, is the audio, is it still up, do you think?
I had it scrubbed from the internet.
No, it's still up there, isn't it?
Let's listen to it.
I want to hear the assistant. I love the assistant.
Are you serious? What are you talking about? Isn't that his big line?
Pretty much, yeah.
poor guy.
You really want me to do that?
Yeah. Sounded like my dick was hanging out or whatever, and I'm banging some male prostitute.
Yeah, just make it sound like I'm a real swordsman, big cocksmith.
Are you serious?
Just like my swinging dick is just all over town. I'm nailing dudes in the ass. I'm nailing chicks. In the ass. And basically everywhere.
No one's going to ever believe this.
Todd Corser, Coxman. That's what your job is.
Here you go. You ready?
What's a dude's ass? Chick's pussy.
Audio recording obtained by the Detroit News. God, the Detroit News did a great job with this whole story, too. All right, here we go. Todd Corser.
And Ben Graham.
What is this, post-workout, Todd?
Yo.
Did they say they wanted something?
There he is.
They didn't say anything. They wanted a response.
Wait. Who's who?
He's so pushing his voice.
I can't tell who's who.
That's messed up.
That's messed up.
They don't want us there, dude.
That's messed up.
I mean, it's not, you know, the whole thing with Tristan Cole up north, and you just, I mean, they absolutely hate it. The speaker.
What are you talking
he's
about?
He's got a wound in his side.
A wound in his side? Fuck off.
They're not there. What? They want something from us. About that?
I just want to jump ahead
For Congress.
Oh, what did he say there?
Potentially running for Congress.
Can't run for Congress.
Can't run for Congress.
Right.
Can't run for
Congress.
You can't do this anymore.
What are you talking about? Fuck off, Ben.
Hey, look.
You can't run for Congress.
The only one I hear out of you is about what a cop.
When do you have in mind? What's the email?
It's the email.
Did you write it yet?
It's already written.
Why do you talk like that?
It's already written. Here it is.
I didn't print it. Is that a word? I don't know what God will do, buddy. I don't have an idea on that. I've thought I was dead several times before already, so...
Not gonna. Until I came with this great idea.
Todd Corser caught on tape behind Lansing nightclub. Truth Corser secretly removed from caucus several weeks ago due to a male-on-male paid for sex behind a prominent Lansing nightclub. He is a bisexual, porn-addicted, sexual deviant. And you just get nasty about it.
Just get nasty.
Cock is hanging out all over Lansing since the election.
Cock is hanging out all over Lansing.
Are you serious? What are you talking about?
His cock is hanging out all over Lansing.
What are you talking about?
Just talk about how my cock's hanging out all over Lansing.
Back that part up.
Are you serious? You want me to back it up?
What are you talking about?
That's ridiculous.
Are you serious?
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Nobody's
going to...
Did I not go back far
enough? How much testosterone is this guy taking?
More than anybody.
You can believe any of that.
Correct. No, they'll believe some of it. They'll believe some of it. He's a freak.
Putting himself in the third person.
I don't believe any of that stuff.
Yeah. Let me back it up. I gotta
fight. Just get nasty about it.
Just get nasty. Hey, Cindy, just get nasty about it.
Prominent Lansing nightclub. He is a bisexual, porn-addicted, sexual deviant. And you just get nasty about it. This caucus hanging out all over Lansing since the election. That's why he was thrown out of caucus.
Are you serious? What are you talking about? That's ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
Need to deal with that.
Nobody's gonna tune in to hear me on AM 910. Oh yeah.
I think he hired this guy because he was the highest voice he could possibly hire, and it would make his voice sound
deeper.
No, they'll believe some of it. They'll believe some of it. He's a freak.
I'm not gonna believe any of that stuff.
Todd.
Why would anybody believe any of that? I don't.
Why wouldn't they?
Todd?
That's not the point.
No one wants to see this cock.
I'm not a homosexual.
I know that.
Are you coming on to me, Ben?
That's, you know, probably part of the problem because they can't, you know. I don't do alcohol. I don't do drugs, right?
That's what I mean. That's why it's not believable.
It made you want to see my cock.
Right, but they don't know that. Now anything that comes after this is part of that. It's a burn.
It's a burn. It's a slow burn. That's
right. Are you hard right now?
I forgot about my slow burn.
And then people go, I'm not listening to that. That's bullshit. Who would do that to somebody?
I like how they bleeped out bullshit but left cuck hanging out all over.
It's awful. They're attacking him, right? Now it goes further. Work with me, Benjamin. Okay? I've been thinking about this since I ran for office 2 years ago or 3 years ago, whenever we did the last time out. Okay? Gun-toting, Bible-thumping, freak. I'm not standing for small government. His whole personality is a
Coxman?
Sham. By the government to build big government. He's a tool and pawn for the establishment. In past elections,
seems kind of self-aware there.
He's done things that should have him in jail. He doesn't work in Lansing. He's just there feeding his habit of alcohol, drugs, and illicit sex. Most days he is high, stoned on drugs and alcohol while he is supposed to be voting. In between, he is seduced and taken advantage of rough gamrat between votes. The people deserve to know the real reason she was thrown out by the speaker is because she wouldn't stop being Corser's toy in caucus.
Cool.
She shouldn't have been trusted as state representative or national committee woman. She's a tramp, a lie, and a laugh for this bisexual monster. Takes his title seriously, moaning and groaning, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah,
I do a lot of moaning and groaning. So you hard yet? Doesn't sound like a slow burn to me.
Did you talk to Cindy about this?
Did you talk to Cindy about this?
No, never.
This is all new to me, Todd. Just take it from the top.
You gotta take it slow here.
What does this do?
Sounds like they're about to get it on, doesn't it?
I need to, if possible, inoculate the herd.
Inoculate the herd.
Against gutter politics that are coming.
C-U-M. Make sure you spell it that way, Ben. C-U-M.
Unless they have something really awful, which I do not know about. Okay?
Todd, this is really awful.
What's that?
You and Cindy.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Like, yeah. I mean, how much more awful could you get? I mean, yeah, that you came up with is pretty awful, but like...
Hey, you hear what I said? Make sure you tell my cock's hanging out all over Lansing. It's the only thing you should be focused on right now, Ben.
If I was hard right now, would you want to see it?
I don't know. Maybe I should...
I'm going to jump ahead because it doesn't look like they're saying much at this part.
We decided to destroy ourselves. This is the lead in.
Why does he talk this way?
He is so getting off on the third person stuff.
Yeah.
Especially the part about my cock hanging all over Lansing.
It's like the Ballad of Todd and Cindy and Todd's cock.
She's working through with her husband.
What do you say about her husband?
She's working it through with her husband.
Okay.
And they've been working through it.
Yeah.
We go into all the details, I can go into them. What happened, how? You want me to do what I can?
How she came to worship my cock.
This is the best we came up with.
Wouldn't you love to have been there?
Neither one of us want to be on somebody.
I would have encouraged him. I would have loved to participate in this.
Wouldn't you love to have been there when Corser finds out that Ben taped this?
Oh, boy. He probably got off because he knew his... did you get my voice?
Hey,
did you get some good levels of my voice? Did you get some EQ on that?
I'm really pissed. We should re-record this in proper sound studio.
Let's take what you got and run it through a...
EQ
some,
it.
Need some
probably
bass.
All go away.
A little bass.
Probably all go away.
I don't know. Dude, I don't know if they have.
You say dude?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got to assume that they have everything. I mean, you can't...
How far back?
It doesn't matter how far back. Cindy's enough. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Cindy.
Could be high. It doesn't matter if it was 100 other women. Cindy's...
The woman.
The woman, the state rep, the cohort, the conservative, the Christian, the...
I
can't...
I'll be right back.
All right, take your time. Pull your cock out. Let's swing all over East Lansing, just like me, Todd Corser. Tune in to hear me on AM 910.
Imagine calling into his show and just playing that.
I know.
Going any further back,
or calling in and just talking like this the whole time.
So we have to assume what? They have video?
Hey, Todd, I wanted to talk about this house bill that's
you
going on right now.
Worst, I guess.
Is Todd fully engorged yet? Since I was gone, since I left.
No, but ironically, Ben is.
I mean, I assume getting video would be hard, but
he's been hard since I said the word cock.
As hard as what?
Nothing's impossible with money, resources, and plenty of time.
Can't he talk more, please?
I know. Have you ever heard a piece of audio with such a variance of two voices?
Have video or something.
I really believe you hired him
videos,
because his voice
pictures,
is so much
audio,
higher than his.
I don't... Eyewitness statements? I don't know.
I just want to go back to... Where's that? I just want to hear this one more time, and then we can end it.
They were secretly removed from caucus several weeks ago due to a male-on-male pay.
Caucus, of course, being close to cock.
Paid for sex. Behind a prominent Lansing nightclub. He is a bisexual, porn-addicted, sexual deviant. You just get nasty about it. Scott is hanging out all over Lansing since the election. That's why he was thrown out of caucus.
Are you serious? What are you talking about?
We need that drop. Did we have that drop?
Yeah, we used to play it.
I thought so.
All the time.
Right. Are you serious? What are you talking about?
I love that course's idea of getting nasty. You just get nasty with it. And I'm like, the nastiest thing you can think of is my cock hanging out all over Lansing. It's like,
what? That's the nastiest thing you can think of?
You know that made him hard, too. He got so hard when he said that.
Oh, God.
I was thinking about that all night.
His pubes are probably as perfectly trimmed as his beard.
I got some great lines for my conversation with my assistant tomorrow.
Remember, did you ever see the Dateline on those two? On Corser and Gamrat?
Yeah. How about, did you see her press conference?
When she had to sleep in her car.
Why was she sleeping in her car?
Because she was trying to get back in the good graces of her husband. He's like, all right, but you're not sleeping here. So every day after the kids go to bed, she would drive. Yeah, to like Walmart parking lot or a hotel parking lot and crash in her car.
Yeah, until Corser got there with his cock out.
Are you serious, Drew? What are you talking about?
You didn't really sleep in her car, did you?
What are you talking about?
That's Ben falling off a cliff.
Are you serious? What are you talking about?
Go, Bob!
Aunt B.
Oh, Christ.
What's
up? Okay, I got to find, since we're on this.
Enough, but what are we on now? Are you Googling?
Sorry. We're trying not to swear, and I think I've said cock about 500 times already.
Ditto. I've said cock quite a few times myself.
I got to tell you what, though, Corser said it first. So, it's on you, Todd Corser, on AM 910 Superstation.
Yeah, wait, is Corser, he has a show, doesn't
That's
he?
That's how we started talking about That's this. Right. He's got a show. Well, Jay, I'm sorry, we totally went on the most ridiculous tangent. What were you going to say about the website? Because you pulled it up and we got lost when we saw Todd Corser.
Oh, I mean, we were talking originally about who's going to sponsor it, and I asked you if you'd listen to 910 much.
Yeah.
Because I threw it on a few times, and the only ads I ever heard was them promoting their own shows.
Yeah,
so-and-so is coming up, and every show is a two-hour segment.
Yeah. Well, the way those shows work is I don't know if he charges these people. Probably not, but they're either on for free or they pay to be on, and then they buy their own advertising.
But there are no ads. They're just promos for the shows.
It's funny that you said that, because when I was listening to the best of Christine Beattie, every commercial was an ad for ADL's TV station.
Right. I was going to say that's the only other thing.
Yeah, so they have sold nothing on that station.
No,
they will sell nothing.
So the inventory is just filled with promos.
Yeah, that's the kind of talent you
for
get.
For my show, Todd Courser. Weeknights at 2 a.m. The Courser Hour.
Your talent choices are very limited when you force people to sell their own ads.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
I mean, over an entire station, sometimes they'll have one show. We're kind of iffy on this show. We'll pay the guy this, but we're going to give him a few avails and let him sell them.
That's what Mitch does, I believe, right?
Yeah, supposedly he's been doing that for a long time. Hey, since we're on the subject of Courser's cock,
yeah.
Have you heard of Scrotex? Scrotox.
Oh.
Scrotox?
Of course I have.
It's a form of Botox injected in testicles to decrease sweating, reduce wrinkles, and make a scrotum appear larger.
Why? Wait, who would want that? There's no market for that. First off, nobody wants a larger scrotum.
Yeah, people want a bigger scrotum.
No, nobody wants a larger scrotum. I've never met one person that wants a giant scrotum.
It can make your balls look bigger.
Nobody wants a smooth scrotum either. Who cares about wrinkles? Isn't that the fun of scrotes? Is that there's wrinkles?
What if your scrotum never fully descended, like some guys have seen?
Well, then, it'll
make it appear to descend further.
And be really smooth. So everyone's going to go, oh, what'd you have down there? Botox?
I don't have any wrinkles. I just have great genetics, great genes.
You got to have the wrinkles, though. It's like the moon. It's like they're distinguishing marks.
I don't have any scrotum. I don't have any on my neck, my face. Just got good genes.
My butthole, it's purely smooth. It's like a funnel coming right out. No wrinkles whatsoever.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever. And who wants a needle anywhere near their scrotum?
Hey, if you don't have the balls to take Scrotox.
There is no, I'm not investing in that. I'm not giving that company seed money.
We said neck, maybe Maureen.
Oh, gross. Could use it on her neck. Well, see, yeah, people get Botox on their neck, right? Except for Marie McCormick.
Yeah, get her Scrotox on her neck.
Ugh.
Anthony Weiner, new info on Anthony Weiner today.
Way to go, Weiner.
The disgraced former congressman sexted a 15-year-old high school girl for months, allegedly writing her lewd messages and sending her shirtless pics of himself. God, he loves his body.
Mm-hmm.
If the reports are true, it's possibly criminal and it's sick, Governor Cuomo told reporters. Frankly, I've heard enough about Anthony Weiner. I think that goes for all New Yorkers.
Who said that?
De Blasio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, Cuomo. Cuomo. I'm sorry.
Cuomo.
The girl sent the Daily Mail screenshots of alleged sick chats with Weiner, some of which happened in an encrypted app. She also told the site Weiner tried to get her engaging in rape fantasies.
Oh, Weiner.
The message indicates Weiner knew he was chatting with an underage girl. Daily News independently confirmed the identity of the girl and her father, who live in North Carolina. The father declined comment because he said he signed a non-disclosure agreement with the Daily Mail.
Yeah. So they paid him?
Weiner, yeah, whose wife Uma Abedin announced she was dumping him late last month. Dumping him. Released an opaque statement apparently deeming the texts a hoax. I repeatedly demonstrated terrible judgment about the people I've communicated with online and things I've sent. He always comes down on himself so hard, you know. So I think he thinks people go, "Oh, Anthony, you're being too hard on yourself," but people never say that, of course. I'm filled with regret and heartbroken for those I've hurt. While I provided the Daily Mail with information showing that I have likely been the subject of a hoax, I have no one to blame but me for putting myself in that position. I'm sorry.
Oh, so he's not
even... Even though he's denying it, he's still coming down on himself, like, I deserve this.
But that's interesting, though. He's never denied anyone else, any other ones in the past.
No, that's true.
So maybe this one's BS, do you think? No? I mean, his track record.
Well, they've seen the... they've seen pictures of the screenshots.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where are they? Share them, Daily Mail.
The first chat, Weiner called her kind of sort of gorgeous.
Kind of sort of gorgeous?
And agreed to her suggestion to Skype, according to screenshots the girl sent to the mail. The conversation continued for months and only grew more graphic. The two at one point talked through Confide, an encrypted app that deletes messages after a first reading. According to the report, Weiner sent her message saying...
How did she keep them then? She screenshotted them all?
I don't know. I would bust that tight pussy so hard so often you would leak and limp for a week.
That's not Weiner style. I'm backing up Carlos Danger on this
one. So gross.
That is not something Danger would say.
Yes, it is.
No,
Weiner would say
not.
That. Absolutely he would. Are you kidding?
No, he would say something because he's very self-deprecating even in his sexts. Like the ones to leather.
No, when he says how hard he is and...
Well, yeah,
how
but
big
not
he is. Tight pussy. He loves talking about big. I would bust that tight pussy so hard and so often you would leak and limp for a week, bitch. You would leak for a week? That's sexy?
Yeah, I'm paying for Weiner it is.
Well, I guess because he's so big that no one can
but he's
avoid
not.
Springing a leak.
Oh.
God, is he? This is sick. Reportedly sent her several shirtless pics, and one he's swimming in a pool, another his hand is stuffed down his crotch.
Now that sounds like Carlos Danger.
It was not immediately clear if the girl spoke to authorities about the text, and MPD Commissioner James O'Neill told the news he's not aware of any allegations against Wiener. Just the chance of this guy being named Wiener. I mean,
I know. And he knows it, too.
He does.
He thinks he's so hot in that pool pic.
Oh, I know.
Why was it called so... Okay. I'm confused. She called him T-Dog?
Yes.
I thought of you this AM hard.
What did you think about?
It's embarrassing.
Tell me. You can tell me anything.
It's like a... Is like to feel that literally no one I feel about...
What?
That was weirdly worded. Or maybe I missed. Super clunky. I want to feel like I can tell you anything.
Is there something I can do to help that? I feel like I can tell you anything, which is a rare feeling for me.
Oh, all right.
Oh, so she's really getting comfortable with...
What was the nickname joke? Carlos Danger? If it makes you reminisce, we don't have to.
You can call me anything. I'd like that.
Would you like to call me something?
Mine.
Smooth.
Winky face emoji.
So clever.
Smooth. Winky face emoji. I'd like to be yours.
Oh, man.
Where are those?
Right here. On the daily. Oh,
here's my favorite picture of Wiener.
Oh, gross, Wiener. Danger. He's got the selfie stance down, though, doesn't he?
Oh, my God. He is. His posture's perfect.
Yeah.
He's holding his arms out like the guy that lifts too much, but he can just barely stretch his hand down enough to hold his penis. Inside, it's in his underwear. He's got his tidy whiteys on.
See, I thought that was him in a towel.
Oh, is that? Yeah,
yeah,
because
since he was in the pool in the other picture.
Yeah.
Jake, can you pot up my audio? Because this should be her talking about it.
I just wanted to see if he was still on Twitter. I figured that he probably deleted his Twitter.
That's her.
After what happened in 2013.
She doesn't sound very sexy.
They disguise her voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those direct messages in.
Wait, oh, they just, oh, balls. They just had this one screenshot up, but every time I paused, it
disappeared.
Direct
messages in. Took that as an invite. Well, I kind of stroked his ego by saying that I was a huge fan, and he immediately responded about 2 minutes.
Who would
later.
Be a huge fan of his now?
Well, I am. Should I tweet? Hey, Danger, I'm a huge fan of yours. The way you keep getting in these messes is just incredible.
How many 15-year-old chicks are going, you know who I love? Anthony Wiener. He is so cool.
That's the way to his dick, man.
I love the way he gets nailed every time he sexes a chick. They always turn him in.
Serious? What are you talking about?
We started talking, and we talked the whole night. And as we were direct messaging, I checked my Facebook.
You paused it.
Friend request.
Yeah.
How could a 15-year-old possibly keep an attention span long enough to text with him all night? I mean, she's not into him. She doesn't want to have sex with him. How could she do that?
Is she fishing, do you think?
I don't
think
know.
She was trying to nail him?
Maybe. Yeah, it's very possible.
And he sent me a friend request. And the next morning, he sent me another message. At first, I was a little skeptical that it was him. And then he asked me questions about my boyfriend and how we have been going out. Stuff was on Twitter and a lot of different things. We'd start and just be talking for about 30 minutes, and then a little bit later he'd ask me to undress and start talking sexually. He asked me what I was wearing, he told me what he was wearing, then he asked me to take my clothes off, and he just started saying all these totally sexual things. But he knew I was in high school, and I direct messaged him on Twitter. It would just gradually escalate a little more each day. And the first week we started talking, we Skyped, and that made him a little more intimate. He'd comment on my body.
Your body's pretty insane. That's one of the things he said.
Masturbation. Sometimes it would be like role playing.
Role playing, all right.
Like he was a teacher and I was a student. He'd talk about me sitting like at the
front of
his
class. It's a little
cliche
there, Wiener.
I know, get some new material, Anthony.
Taking me after school and schoolgirl outfits, the proof.
That's not a fantasy. She is a schoolgirl. Come on, Wiener.
She's not a teacher, though.
Rape fantasies.
Oh, Wiener.
him showing up at my house when my dad was out of town and just started undressing me, being forceful, asking me if I wanted to be dominated, just strange questions.
He's definitely into that big time.
Try to change the subject.
Well, he is really fucked up, isn't he? What a mess. Although he's never laid a finger on any of these chicks.
Anybody.
He's never touched any of them.
It's all fantasy. I mean, he's never done anything illegal, right? I guess so, except he took a picture with his kid next to him.
Oh, I know. And Child Protective Services just can't stop talking about him like he's just their biggest target.
He's never done anything illegal.
Oh, wiener.
A Jacksonville family is struggling.
Quiet,
with the reality
you.
Of a
Shush. Quiet, you autoplay.
What are those you're looking at? Is that wiener?
No, that's the check. This is the some of the back and forth. Wiener sent that. She was teasing him.
Oh,
like,
right,
there's
right.
My, you know, leg. There's my, you know.
Just sitting here in my towel. I'd like to come join you.
Tease.
Maybe delete that. I'm deleting all of our messages as we go. I'm clothed now. Sad face. I wouldn't look good naked. Really? Yeah. I imagine the opposite.
God.
Yes, I don't know a teenage girl who isn't. Oh, wait, why do I want... Why? Wait, is this a different conversation?
Yeah, these are just different.
Why ones. Do I want to tell... Why do I want you to tell me, yes, I know teenage girl... I don't know a teenage girl who isn't... Isn't what? Okay, I won't be playful about that subject then. I know that you've said that my body is great. Do you actually think that? Yes, you should too. It's hard when you have low self-esteem, depression. Oh, God, I'd be so done with this chick. I would be so gone.
He did send her a picture of him and his kid together.
God, he is such a dope.
She said, oh, he looks just like you. Very cute. And he said, thank you. Be right back. I'm going to go take a shower. Thumbs up emoji.
Greetings. I have returned.
He's such a creep.
Did you miss me?
Yeah.
Is that her?
Yeah.
Did you kiss me?
Yeah.
Did you get yourself something to eat?
Yeah. Pig snot.
Yeah.
I don't know why it turned into Daniel and Anna Nicole.
Sounds fun getting rushed for the gym.
Hmm.
What?
My sounds alluring sound.
He loved me.
Glad you think so, winky face.
Alluring.
Imagining any snow there. Wiener cares.
Are you doing okay?
Yeah,
it's snowing a little bit. Is it snowing on your titties?
Do you want it to be?
No.
You want to kiss me?
I have a sweater on.
Why do you do that, drug dealer? Have you a secret porn identity?
No, none of the above. I just have parents that wouldn't approve of some of the things I do. I'm a very clever stinger. Okay, yeah, it's the Skype stuff.
What are you doing?
I mean, wouldn't you just unload this chick in no time?
But Wiener can't not.
No, I know Wiener
communicate with people.
Wiener's on a one. He's got a one track mind. All right, let's wrap up part one. Part two, we got more on Brad and Angelina. And there's plenty more. There's a lot going on today, and we've just scratched the surface, I think.
He also did the drops, three water droplets again. Remember, he did that in the last texting scandal.
What does that mean?
When coming.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some more. There's a lot of good communication between them.
All right, we'll be back with part two, so hang in there, everybody.